Okay.
So can I just call Rome, please, so I'll know who's on time. Thank you. That would be lovely.
Yeah. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Bill Crozier's here. Lennon Foley? Can't hear you, Lyndon. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. Patrick White?
Here.
Patrick's here.
Can you hear me?
Adriana, thank you. Got you. All right. And I got Patrick. Wally James?
Here.
Wally's here. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Mike is here. Marion Martinez? Can't hear you, Marianne. Paula Miller?
Present.
Paula's here. Susie Moreno? Can't hear you, Susie. Venetia Patel Adams? Can't hear you, Venetia. Sandra Roline?
She's going to be late.
Oh, yeah.
Patel Adams is here.
Okay, thank you, Venetia. Darrell Robbins?
Here.
Darrell is here. Nancy Sabara Naratomi? Can't hear you, Nancy. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle?
Here.
Richard's here. Rita Washington? Can't hear you, Rita. Sandy Weinman?
Present.
Sandy's here. Ted Weiskel? Can't hear you, Ted. Venetia Williams?
Here.
I know you're here. Okay. Egberto Willis.
Here.
Egberto's here. David Bice. Can't hear you, David.
Here.
Oh, David's here. Thank you. Okay. Going back to who we missed, I didn't hear from, just speak up if when I call your name or later. Teresa Allen, Lennon Foley, Bob Gartner, Dwayne Lark, Marion Martinez, Susie Moreno, Sandra Roline, Nancy Sabara Naratomi, Wendy Schrell, Deb Shafto, Rita Washington, or Ted Weiskel. Are any of you here? We don't have quorum. We have 12 voting members.
Rita's here.
Ted is coming in. Okay, so we have quorum.
She's here.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Madam Chair, I shall receive an email with the wrong agenda. I see that this again, we don't have two overs. I see that the point there saying that we are voting in the bylaws, we already voted and rejected last month.
Oh no, that's not the agenda, Adriana. I'm finna address the agenda.
But it's the last one that I received from Bill.
Okay, hold on. He should have sent you another one. Let me see what time it came in. Hold on one second.
Nancy here.
He sent it out again, 701, Adriana.
Okay. I don't have that one yet.
Okay. Well, I'm going to address that anyway, so.
Okay. Thank you.
And it should be coming.
Thank you.
Because the system is slow. So how many do we have, Bill?
Bill?
We have 13, so we have quorum. Bill? Yes, is that Susie?
Susie's here.
Okay, they have 14 then.
This is Ted, I'm here.
And 15.
Oh, God. Bob, right. Mm.
Okay, got you, Bob. Got Ted. Got Susie.
Nancy's here.
Got you, Nancy, thank you.
Okay, so did anybody else see any?
Nope.
Okay, moving along. The agenda. Sorry for the confusion with the agenda, but Bill, since The latest agenda came in at 7:01 p.m. That is the one that we're working on. And not all of the agendas. I just need you to listen. Okay.
Can we read it for the stream, Madam Chair?
Okay, I'll read it for
Thank you.
Yeah, I can read it to you. Call to order. I skipped staff recognitions. I'm sorry, I'll go back to it. Roll call, excuse absences, agenda approval, which we're on right now, minutes approval, the general manager report, question and answer, public comments, Pacifica National Board and National Committee reports, the delegates, that is, y'all need to scratch that out because we had that last month, KPFT committee reports, unfinished business, new business, and the confirm the date of the next LSB meeting. And then we are adjourning. I am sorry for all of the mistakes in the agenda. Sometimes we miss each other in steps because we're so busy trying to meet all of these deadlines that everybody wants to send me messages about 24/7. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I can never finalize. And if you haven't noticed yet, I don't literally get a chance to really finalize this agenda until the day of the meeting because for some reason, everybody wants to come talk to me the day before. They start the day before the LSB meeting and they go through the day of the meeting till about 5:00 with things that they want in or want out or what changed or what have you. Yes, the majority of you send your things in on time and I thank you for that. But if I'm going to be fair, because where I come from, agenda really, yes, you can change your agenda till I'm sitting right here in agenda approval. I can change the agenda right now. So that's the one thing that I want to say that what I just read for everybody, that is our agenda. One of the things that I am going to, well, I'll wait till we get to each section and then I am going to, then I'll say something. Those of you that have reports, I know of two reports under committee reports. Anybody else, can you please just text me?
Which two do you have?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have finance and outreach.
I would like you to add the special committee, the $1 million building committee.
That's what you named it.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, since he took over and didn't follow my instructions, is there anybody else with a committee report?
No, Madam Chair, only the question again. Can we receive it? Because you said that Bill sent it at 7:01, but I'm still not having it.
Okay, Bill, can you please send that again?
Okay, I didn't send it at 7:01. I sent it at 6:39, but I edited the previous one. Okay, I'm sorry. So give me a few minutes. It's simple to edit just right now, but if you want me to send you a hard copy, we can do that. Okay, it'll take a few minutes for me to get that. Yeah. Okay.
Just send it out so people can have their visual reference to what we're talking about. We've been on this too long. Let me move on. Are there any more questions about the agenda tonight?
I have two things I wish to delete from the agenda under Roman numeral 13, both A and B are...
All of your stuff is deleted, Ted. Please refer to the agenda. I just went through the agenda. All of that stuff you're telling me delete is deleted. We dealt with that.
Roman numeral 13...
There's only one thing under Roman numeral 13.
Well, I have Roman numeral 13C that deals with a marathon featuring Mumia Abu-Jamal, and then Nancy Saibara has 13 D, E, F, and G and
Madam H. Vice Chair, can you respond to that, please? Because evidently nobody's listening to me. Say that again, Adriana.
I said that will be so easy if the secretary.
We're going to deal with what we got right now, Adriana. We're going to handle that on the offline. I totally agree with that, but let's move on.
So, Madam Chair, my request for information is what has happened to Roman numeral?
They have all been deleted.
By who? By what?
I deleted them. We dealt with that last month.
We did not deal with the Mumia Abu-Jamal issue, and we did not deal with...
You are taking up my time. I have this meeting. It's timed out specifically. We are not dealing with that tonight. I deleted them, and I deleted them, and you will understand why when we get through this meeting. And that marathon thing, wasn't that for last week? 2 weeks ago?
It can be amended and the date can be reestablished for another
time. We're not going to talk about that right now. You need to refer it to the general manager because I don't deal with programming. And you know that.
You are acting like a dictator, not a chair.
I object to the ruling of the chair.
I am not acting like a dictator. I'm acting like a person that knows what's on the agenda for tonight, what we have to get through the agenda tonight. That is what I'm acting like.
Agenda approval is a 5-minute item on the agenda.
We've been on it 10 minutes.
I don't think so.
Madam Chair, Bill.
Bill. Somebody deal with that.
Okay, I just sent out the revised agenda. The only thing I was messed up on, I think, was that I left in the delegates meeting from the last month. So I deleted that.
I deleted that.
That's because we already did that. Last month. And the previous version I'd sent, I left that alone. Our chair was saying, she referred the new business items to committees, I believe. Right. And then, I added Bob Gardner's motion. That was also in the one I sent out about, half an hour ago.
Thank you. It's only one under new business.
So the only change was that I deleted the delegates meeting from the, and I apologize. I forgot to do that. Cause we did that last month.
I am not going to appeal from the decision of the chair. I am upset with the failure to get an agenda in time. I thought these items were on the agenda. I suggest we do move on.
Thank you so much, Ted. Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. Okay, moving along. The minutes, Bill.
Okay. I sent those out yesterday.
Sorry, when? Oh, my God.
You want me to stop and look that up, the time?
Hey, hold on. I'll tell you what time.
Before doing that, I move approval of the minutes for the May 12th meeting.
Let me tell her what time you sent the minutes out.
Okay.
Second approval.
Yes.
At 3:27 yesterday afternoon.
3:27 yesterday, Adriana.
The subject is draft minutes for May KPFT LSB meeting.
Yesterday, give me a second, please.
Who was that that said something? They were trying to say something while we have this little.
It might have been Richard. I was seconding the motion.
Oh, okay.
Point of order.
You're sounding muffled.
Point of order?
Yes, Ted.
Minutes do not need to be approved. They don't need to be seconded. If people have additions or corrections, they can give them unless there's a debate over an addition or a correction. At any point in time, we can correct the minutes unless it's an expenditure of funds and the matter has, the money has been approved minutes. It's appropriate to offer additions or corrections.
Right now, waiting for Adriana to get the minutes. Adriana, did you see?
I'm trying to read it, but that's okay. I want, it doesn't make any sense. We have a month and we receive it a day before.
Okay.
In the minute to put my abstention. I don't want to vote in something that I don't even have time to look at.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The general manager's report. The general manager is getting ready to do his report. When he finishes, you can ask him any question that you want to ask him. That is your right from the public or the board. It does not matter. The only thing that I ask is that you do not bully anybody. You do not threaten anybody. You do not talk to anybody derogatorily. Why am I saying this? Because I've had a million phone calls about that this week. Let me say it again. I've had a million phone calls from people on the board, people not on the board, about how people talk to each other on this board. It has got to stop. That is one of my goals. We are all adults. We all make mistakes. Every last one of us make a mistake. I can make a mistake and it can be staring me right in the face and I had an answer right there and still make a mistake. We are all human. We all make mistakes. We are not to beat up on anybody.
Madam Chair, may I say something?
Yes, Adriana.
Thank you. I just trying to look to the minutes and I see here that is something wrong. They said the delegate vote in the New Day bylaw referendum was 11 yes, 9 no, 2 abstention. The minute should say that the KPFT delegates rejected and put the reasons there that the new bylaw referendum was rejected because didn't have the 13 yes votes. Should say that in the minute, because the way that it's wrote there shows that it was approved and was not.
Okay, that's true. That is an excellent point. And Bill, can you please put that in the meeting? And Adriana, I don't know if you remember, we did discuss that. We did discuss that after the results were made known. And so, Bill, just make sure you put that.
Well, how about it? You know, I don't think it's accurate to say rejected it. I mean, more people voted yes than voted no.
But it was rejected.
The bylaw was not approved.
May I speak, Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
That part of the bylaws actually refers to when the delegate vote means something. It doesn't mean anything in this case because it's up to the membership. The membership votes in this case. But I'll put whatever you want.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Yes, Dwayne.
I think that's the problem when you have an officer describe his secretary to say, I don't believe. It's not his prerogative to write his opinion. It's his prerogative and his responsibility to write the facts. And the facts are, I would like the record to be read since I don't have the minutes in front of me. I would like, if you would allow someone to read what Adriana was referring to so all can hear what is written and then we can get to the corrective action.
Adriana, can you read it since you still have it right there? Do you still have it right?
Yes. Said point number 10, delegates meeting to vote the new bylaw, day bylaw, Pacifica bylaws. Roline moved to go into delegate meeting to discuss and vote on the new day bylaw referendums. Paul it seconded. The motion was approved by the voice vote. The delegates vote on the new day by law referendum was 11 yes, 9 no, 2 abstentions.
That's it?
Period.
Well, here, Madam Chair, this is why it's so important to read minutes, because 5 years from now, 10 years from now, someone can make a nefarious argument that it passed, as Adriana had pointed out. So you have to be careful how you allow your minutes to be recorded. And I don't know if it's a nefarious purpose of that, but it should be corrected before those minutes go into the archive.
I agree. And let me reiterate, we did discuss this. Everybody on the board discussed that it was rejected. Mm-hmm. And so I don't understand what the problem is, Bill, for you not to put in there that it was rejected. Because we did discuss about that.
I understand the politics behind it, Madam Chair, and I would request,
Madam Chair, Madam Chair,
that the Secretary be required to replace that it required 13 votes. And I think that would, for historical purposes, would explain the process.
And that's what Adriana asked him to do. And I agree with that.
Because
we did discuss that in depth, the reason why the motion failed. Yes, it looks like it failed, but we did discuss that in depth last meeting, why it failed. So I don't understand why it's not in the minutes. That it should be in the minutes.
Okay, so, you want me to say what Duane was saying, that it requires 13 votes to pass?
No, you should put there what we discussed. The bylaw reading, how the approved need to be. That's why we read it during the meeting.
Richard, it is rude when somebody else is talking for me to interrupt. I said that over and over again. You guys won't even let me get to you to say I see you. Richard, yep. Moving on from that. Bill, put that in the minutes, please. Richard, first.
Well,
I think it's been settled. I was going to comment.
Okay. Thank you. Ted.
In the minutes, it indicates who seconded motions. That is inappropriate. All seconding should be removed. The people who make motions, their names are supposed to indicate, and they are supposed to support their motions. Seconding only means that you agree that the matter should be considered, but it does not indicate that you are supportive. By putting the name of the seconder, it implies that the seconder is supportive of the motion. That is wrong. Furthermore,
you have about 2 seconds, because I'm almost at 7:30, and I am going to let David start talking at 7:30. Finish your thought.
The people who claim that these meetings are dysfunctional are the ones who are making them dysfunctional by producing these kinds of minutes. I'm done.
David! Have it.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, my report's going to be very short. I am in the hospital at the VA. And I'm dealing with a lot of doctors at the moment, so we're going to keep this very short and sweet. Over the past week, we have had our staff engineer come in for the first time in a very long time. KPFT is now fully functional, and we are in total line with the FCC. We're compliant in every way possible. So that is very good. Also, there's been a lot of movement on the building. I'm going to refer to Ted, Duane, and also Lyndon, if he's on the call, along with Sandra, as it looks like we are going to be moving, and I'll let them go into a little bit more explanation about that, because that is the national board. But we are in the process of getting the main building on Lovett shut down, and that's what we've been working on for the past 2 weeks. So that's pretty much my report for this evening.
Any questions?
Yes,
Mike Lewis for the stock.
Okay, hold on. Adriana, Mike Lewis, who else?
Sandra.
Patrick, for the stock.
Anybody else? I see you, Ted.
Nancy.
All right, go ahead, Adriana.
Thank you. David, I don't know if you, I want to refer to the local station board power and duties. We received an email with you, from you with some changes, but I want to remind everybody, even you, that our duties as LSB members is point G said to work with the station management to ensure that the station programming fulfills the purpose of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic and community, geographic, served by the station, and that the station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluations are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality program. I saw the email that you sent to all of us, and I don't see any of these answers there, Bill. David, I'm sorry. And I receive hundreds of calls from minorities, members, listeners, and programmers that their programs, their preferred program was not there anymore. I want to know how, with all those changes, we are fulfilling the purpose of the foundation and we are responsive to the diversity of our listeners and our communities. And I don't see it here. Somebody told me that most of the program that disappeared, if you can see, that was the changes that I saw. Most of the, for example, the Spanish programs are not there anymore. I am talking about the main, the FM. I'm not talking to the HD. I'm talking to the FM. And what I'm saying is how Houston, with 45% of the population being of a Spanish, Latino, or Hispanic descendant, doesn't have programs basically in our FM. I prefer to have an explanation. I want to give you the time to give me a total report, but the email that you sent to us doesn't explain any of these points, and it's my obligation as a delegate from KPFT to be sure that all of this is being taken under consideration.
David,
number one, as I have said in various emails and from the beginning, that due to having 5 days to rebuild the entire station from the ground up caused shifting in the schedule, and it is temporary. There have already been changes made to the schedule. That have already been made to the schedule. Derrister Palabra is back. We're going to be airing a Spanish version of Democracy Now. They've released a new version of that as well. All of the programs that were on the air are still on the schedule. Nobody has been removed from the schedule. If they've been shifted, they will eventually be shifted back, and we are going to be able to do that once we get into a new building and with the live schedule. Because everybody has to come in for their shows. And of course we can have people that don't, you know, can't get to a certain time or whatever the case may be. So again, it's temporary and it's just to get us on the air, get us stable. So we were able to get moved forward now that the building is completely closed down and there is no broadcasting at all now coming out of the downtown location.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Can you please send a report to the LSB in all these points. And I want to be sure we are close to elections. I want to be sure that the people that were removed will not have, like before, you know, question their option to be voters. A lot of programmers have before, depending, you know, who was in charge, took from them the option to be, to represent the programmers. I want to be sure that is not happening again. Thank you.
Bill, please put me on the stack too.
Mike.
Mr. David, GM. What I'm concerned about is we're going into hurricane season. Do we have any backup generators for the old building, the new building, or the transmitter in case we lose power? Because we had two generators in the past, but I guess they were stolen or damaged. I don't know what happened to them.
Okay, to answer that question, no, we do not. However, we do have battery backups on our systems. If the transmitter does remain on, we now have it set up where the emergency alert system will kick in, interrupt broadcasting. That is one thing that we were not doing. That is a requirement of the Federal Communications Commission, is public safety. And so it will, as long as the transmitter is on, it will broadcast out over the air in cases of emergency for Harris and surrounding counties. But I am working on generators with the new building. That is a part of the plan that Ted will go into as a part of the $1 million building committee.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Sandra. Sandra, let me ask you something.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you to David for everything that you've been doing. It's much appreciated, and I would just like to gently remind all the members of the LSB that our job is to work collaboratively when possible, but we are not in charge. That is why David was hired as our general manager. He is in charge, and I fully accept his explanation as to why some of those changes were made when they were made, because it was a necessity to get us up and running and enable us to broadcast without any further glitches. And we all know that glitches happen and things happen. People are people and they do what they do. But, you know, we're not in charge of dictating the programming, and we're not in charge of dictating to David how to do his job. So I would just like to remind everybody of that. Thank you.
Okay.
And, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, can I get on staff, please? This is Venetia Cattell Adams.
I got you, V.
Thank you.
And also, for the folks that have emailed me, I am working with them to get things readjusted. So if they are reaching out to me, I am getting back to them as quickly as I can, and we are making adjustments as we go.
Okay, Patrick.
I'm with the Vegan World Radio Collective. It's one of the shows that was moved over to the HD. And I did see the message from David regarding the temporariness of the schedule shift, but I'm not sure if I've seen that communicated to the programmers. Like, I wonder if there's going to be a message to that same effect sent out to all the programmers.
The programmers received an email via MailChimp. If the information has not been updated with Robin or was not on the current sheet that Bobby had, it is the responsibility of the volunteers to keep that up to date. I am trying to reach everybody that I can, but if you are not on my email list and I have no way to contact you, it's very hard for me to get the information to you. So I would say if you can, reach out to Robin Lewis to get your information updated. So we have a current program list. We're finding that there's a lot of people that are no longer here that are on the list, and people that are currently on the air that aren't on the list. And so that has caused a lot of issues. So if you know people that are not on the list, I would ask, please get the information to me so I can talk to them on a one-on-one basis.
Okay, Ted.
I've been speaking quite a bit. I'd like to wait until everyone who has not spoken has had an opportunity.
Bill.
Okay, first I just really want to thank David. I know he put in a huge amount of time and hours to get our new automation system up and going in really short time. It has a lot of advantages over what we had before. I know you're still working out glitches. I can hear it. And but it's really a big improvement. It gives a lot of advantages over what we had. And I just want to thank you for making sure we stayed on the air and we didn't go off after our chief technician left, Monday night last week. And I just think we have so much that we can look forward to, and I'm glad you're listening to people and working with people. And I hope everybody remembers that he cannot talk to everybody individually, you know, all at once. And especially when he's spending 12 or more hours a day, you know, keeping the station going. So thank you, David.
Okay. V. Venetia.
Okay. I'm here. I have like 3 or 4 questions. Mr. Bays, do you know who the local contributors are to COVID, Race, and Democracy?
Yes. You're one of them. And that,
no, actually, I'm not.
Well,
you changed their position on the grid twice in the last week. Have you informed any of the local contributors of COVID, Race, and Democracy about either of those changes?
I moved it to 8 o'clock on Tuesday mornings.
My question is, did you inform the local contributors from Houston of COVID, Race, and Democracy about their 2 grid changes?
No.
So why, let's see.
I was contacted by somebody in California.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I was contacted by someone in California.
I don't know what you're talking about. My next question is, why did you tell programmers that our IED, Lydia Brazon, had demanded that you make changes to this schedule?
She did not say that.
Okay, so why did you tell programmers that she said that?
I did not say that.
Okay. Why did you go on the record to Outsmart magazine, I believe in January, to say that you're going to turn KPFT into a music station?
That's not what's in the article either.
Okay, I mean, I can pull it up right now if you'd like me to.
Please do. I'd like you to read it.
I don't think we have time to read a whole article.
Well, I think a lot of people on the board have read that article, and you do say that you're going to turn it into a music station.
B, just read that quote. Don't read the whole article.
Sure.
Read the quote.
Hold on. Let me find it.
May I respectfully request to be heard right now while she's looking for it, or someone else?
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. First of all, David, I don't want to be invasive, but I am concerned about your health. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine, Ted.
Okay.
Thank you.
In this dialogue we've been having, we have had from one of our members in this conversation input related to programming. One person thinks it's just wonderful. The concern that I have, and I raised it at the very beginning, David, when you were named general manager, is the bylaws calling for collaboration and for the board and management working together. And I am wondering if there has been any official or unofficial interaction between you and members of the board that has led to this programming decision. And if not, what will you do to make sure that going forward and very soon, there is collaboration between us and you? I'm done.
V?
Yeah, I found it. It says, with this in mind, Bays is considering an improved music-based format.
Okay.
That's correct. That means that we put in more local artists, which we did.
no, I'm sorry. Anyone reading that, a music-based format is like, that's pretty clear what you're saying there.
Okay, but let me, can I interject something? And this is coming from the English teacher. It says, with this in mind, Bays, who wrote the article? If Bays made the quote, it should have been quoted from him. It should have been what he said in quotes. Right now, what I'm seeing, somebody put it in chat. It says, with this in mind, Bays is considering an improved music format. When I read that, that's telling me the writer said that, not
It doesn't say music format. It says music-based format, which is...
Yeah, I know.
Which is a group that is mostly music and music-based versus what KPFT is about. And I mean, it seems clear with the recent changes that we are staying so far from the mission of KPFT right now.
Okay. Somebody said something after Dwayne. Who was...
Can you put me up? Wendy for the stack.
Okay, Richard for the stack.
Well, hold on. V, are you finished?
Oh, me?
No, Venetia.
Oh, sorry.
Are you finished?
Venetia, I think that was David. He was beginning to respond to Ted's question.
David, Wendy, Richard. Okay.
Nancy on the stack, please.
It was Dwayne who actually asked before Wendy, but I'll go after those two.
No, Dwayne, I have you before Wendy. Just hold on. Venetia. I was trying to see if Venetia was finished. Which everybody started talking when I asked Venetia the question. Venetia, you finished? Did you finish?
I'm sorry. I don't know why you can't hear me. Yes, I did. Thank you. Thank you for asking, Chair.
Yeah. Okay. So, now somebody told me, David, were you trying to answer Venetia's question?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Dwayne.
But point of order, I asked a question and it was not answered. Venetia returned to the conversation. Can I get an answer from David?
What is your question, Ted?
Are there plans for collaboration between management and the board as the bylaws
you know for?
To answer your question, Ted, yes. And now that there is no issues with role and no issues with being held to a specific, you know, having to go around other things and chase out fires. Yes, there's going to be a lot more time for a lot more chats and a lot more programming getting together. So I'm already working on trying to get everybody together as a group. So I'm just trying to find a location that we can do that since we don't have a building. So it's going to take a little bit of time.
Is that your answer, Ted?
I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. David, as we've had our first conversation this past weekend, I'm going to take in consideration the fact that you are at our fellow Veterans Hospital. Being a federal veteran, I want you to get the care that you need. So I'll reduce my questions and comments to this extent. First off, thank you for responding and being responsive to the blowback on the decisions you made. So to say something, start off positively. That was a positive move. Instead of being big-headed and stern and unresponsive, you were responsive. Now, moving forward, though, it did appear. Are you aware that it appeared? And this is a question. Are you aware that it appeared you made those changes within a vacuum by not consulting at least with some of the stakeholders, as some of us perceive ourselves to be stakeholders, including programmers and board members?
Do you see? And that was, again, simply due to having to put it together in such a short amount of time. And so, like I said, I have no problems with if anybody has questions, wants to try to move things around, change it up, email me and I will work on it on a case by case basis because it was very difficult to put together, but at least we're on the air and at least we're broadcasting. That was the goal, period.
Okay. Well, what another compliment for you is that you make it very easy not to holler at you and be upset with you and get emotional with you, because you're not an emotional person, and you do, at least it sounds like, you have empathy for what the other person's concerns are, and I appreciate that. But I asked you a question at the national board. I'm going to ask you again because I felt I did not get an adequate answer, and some of my fellow board members are listening. And that question was, what does the electronics and the other issues that you said you needed to take care of upon the removal of or the discontinual of employment of our engineer, what does that have to do with programming?
He had all of the information in a server. So I didn't have a list of all of the shows that we ran to begin with. I did not have a way to contact the people, number two. And so as I learned about the shows and reached out to whomever I could to get the information regarding the programs, I had just put them back in. I wanted to make sure that no show got left behind, and I did not leave a show behind. So with that being said, again, with the lack of information, lack of being able to contact people, I was kind of shooting in the dark. And so when I had big gaps, I'm like, this can't be right. What's missing? And I would ask. I've asked several people on the board, and they helped me to try to fill in the gaps. I've worked with Otis, who put up the original schedule and confessor, and he has been also helping me fill the gaps back in. So we were covered 24 hours a day. But it was literally, I did not have information at the time I was trying to put it together, not full information.
Okay, that's a more complete answer. And finally, moving forward, I would ask you, because I'm one of those who do believe that the manager is the final authority on, notwithstanding the fact we don't have a program director, but even the program director works for the manager. So ultimately, you do have the authority to do what you did and what you're doing, and ultimately you are going to be held accountable when the assessment is made whether or not you've made progress. So I said from the onset, I am going to support you as the manager. I'm not going to try to get in your way, but for those who don't understand governance, it is the responsibility of those who are elected, particularly those who are elected from affected communities, people of color, that when we see a move that is made that is inconsistent with what we perceive to be the mission, that is to represent all communities, including especially communities of color, since they represent over 70% of the potential listening audience, that I am going to raise my voice. I am going to be that voice for these communities. And I hope that you will continue to be collaborative. And I hope you will continue to be sensitive to the fact that for the last 10 years, many of us have been aware that there have been a move among some folk on this board and throughout the KPFT family to want to go to all music. And we don't believe that's the mission of Pacifica. Specifically, we don't think that's the answer to getting increased revenue. So I'd like for you to make a commitment to be sensitive to that view.
And thank you, Duane. I'm reading a couple of comments in the chat box. And what I need people to understand is that the only talk programs we had on the air during the day at the time that this all fell apart and had to be rebuilt was between the hours of 5 in the morning and 8. And then we had another section from 2 to 4. All I did was move the 2 to 4 and split it and put it at noon and 8 a.m. It's the same amount of programming that we had before. It's just in different spots. So, and I have left open those positions, some of them at 8 o'clock. So as I learn of things that need to be moved, I have a place to put things. And so I did that strategically because until I hear from everyone, I still don't know if I'm missing something. So I want to make sure that it's fair and everybody gets in their say and everybody, you know, lets me know where they were, how it benefited, how it raised money for the station, how it's going to move forward. And so, you know, it's not that the amount of music changed so much between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. It just moved. And so,
Hello?
Yeah, huh? Hold on just a second.
Bob Gardner to the stack.
So, anyway, the schedule, like I said, got shifted, but the amount of music to the amount of shows during the daytime hours, I tried to keep the same. It was just to try to make it flow a little bit better. And you know, apparently that's not what people are believing. So, you know, I will continue to work on it. It is a work in progress. We have a building we need to get into. If we don't focus on that right now, we're not going to have a broadcast facility. And so again, the biggest fire that we have at the moment is trying to find a new home. And I really want everybody to focus on that, especially the local board and every local board member. I would love to have a suggestion or a building that maybe you have seen or would like to be in or you've heard of or a place that we can, you know, even work temporarily. So everything is in motion. And like I said, the programming will change again when we go live. It'll change before we go live. But I have to focus on trying to find a building because we don't have much time once our building goes up, which could be any day, to get everything out of the building. And so those are my main focuses right now. We're FCC legal. We're on the air. It may not be in the order that everybody wants, and I understand that, but we're functioning. And I will continue to work on it, and just email me, and we'll work out a plan.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Let me tell you where we're at right now. We're at 7:58, which means we're 2 minutes before public comment. But I still have four people who want to ask David questions. And I'm sure the public wants to hear the answers, the questions and the answers. So my suggestion, you can tell me if this is good or not, that we keep on talking until we get through these four people. I'm not going to add anybody else to this list. The last person on this list is Bob Gardner. And wherever we start with public comment, for example, if we start at 8:15, we're going to go from 8:15 to 8:45. Is that a solution for everyone?
Great idea, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Wendy, you're next. Please keep your comment to the point, straight to the point.
Sorry, I'm out of town and I missed the manager's report completely because the phone fell out going down the street in my car. But I just wanted to tell you guys that the reason I got involved in this whole Pacifica and KPFT thing was 1999, 2000, watching the programming on KPFT moved from what was really quite diverse and a lot of different kinds of community talk shows and stuff to a music playlist, basically, that was getting more and more, taking up more and more of the schedule as time, you know, was implemented a little at a time. That's what you do in radio programming and usually. And anyway, so that was why I ended up in the fight back, take back movement in the first place. And, I never intended to be on the board or anything. We were just trying to get our programs back, you know, but, that ended up, in the bylaws that we have now that were created for lots of participation. I don't know why I'm talking about bylaws. I don't want to talk about bylaws. I had a lot of different people. Oh, I was going to say, Dwayne, I might have been one of the people that said, we might as well just go to be a music station. And I was basing that on, and believe me, that was never, I never wanted KPFT to even play very much music. I have a couple of shows I like late at night. That's it. But the thing was at the time in 1999, 2000, there was no other place to hear political talk shows like we had on KPFT. And every time we lose one, it's not really replaced. Our talk shows have been deteriorating over time. People get too comfortable. I don't know what it is, but there are, you know, we've missed a lot of great stuff that we used to have, and those are not being funded for some reason. I don't even know why Democracy Now's donations have gone down a lot, but they have. And so I don't think anybody realizes how close we are, how far we've fallen. Now we don't even have a building. It's insane. And this new manager has joined us during a time when we don't even have a central location. He hasn't met anybody. You know, I guess he's tried to listen to the shows, but, you know, I kind of want to commend him for at least being, like you said, Dwayne, at least responding when people contacted him about it. I was shocked with the speed at which this went to the PNB. You know, there is no other station manager that's ever been brought on in quite this way and gone through this series of challenges. And so anyway, I don't know. There's also no other station that adheres to that line in the bylaws, Ted, that talks about collaboration with the LSV. You know, the station's the manager's accountable for everything. And basically, you know, with their program director or whoever, they are the ones who program the station. So that's all. I just wanted to say, we got to kind of cut this guy a little slack. I have no idea why he's in the hospital. That's insane. sorry, I missed the first part of the meeting, but, I haven't heard anybody who's real happy with these changes, but if we don't make enough money to just keep us on the air, then we're not going to be able to play any kind of political shows at all. So I'm down with, you know, a little bit of time as a music station if it's going to be a really good music station. That's all. I guess I didn't have a question. I'm sorry, but.
Okay. That's okay.
Thank you all. I miss you all.
Richard, we miss you. Richard.
Yeah, I was listening to what the general manager said, and I kind of wonder if some of the other folks were listening. The general manager said that programming change was temporary and it was coming back. I got to give him the break on that. You know, if he says it's coming back, we got to wait until he has a chance for it not to come back to jump on him. But I know for a fact that we got put in that bind because of a personnel problem that I can't really talk about on air because, you know, I get some part of me in a sling. But I think y'all need to just chill out a little bit and try to work with the man. Thank you, David, for all you do.
Nancy.
Yes, David, you returned, first of all, I would like you to rephrase what you said in an email to us, to the board members, that, the sudden departure of our chief engineer caused you to have to do all these drastic changes. I'd like you to, apologize for that because he
was notified
way in advance notice. Don't talk when I'm talking. Way in advance notice. And I think that's really not a sign of a good manager who denigrates personnel in an open meeting, like in the finance meeting, you did that. And in another LSB meeting, you said, well, I'm going to go see and talk to him because I want to know what happened. I'm talking about static.
No, you're yelling.
The wrong story.
So you need to apologize for these incorrect statements you were saying. Also, you have moved three shows that you plan to dump in the HD Twilight Zone, People of Earth. You brought it back to the FM, surprisingly. Kay Reno, a black philosopher, you brought him back. And COVID Race and Democracy. You said at the beginning of this meeting that you brought back Nuestra Palabra to the FM. Is that true?
That is correct.
Well, they have not received... One of the programmers there is the producer. He has not received any word. Did you let them know?
I talked to Tony. He said he was going to let them know.
Okay. What about the others? There's three out of four. That is not – Nuestra Palabra is a show that's in English because a lot of Hispanics were forced to speak English and change their names from Jose to Joe by their school teachers. And so they cannot speak Spanish. They cannot understand it. It's a very important show. But there are three shows that are in Spanish, en español, and you put them in HD. and you're saying they have to wait until we move to another station before they come back to the FM. I think you can move easily three shows to the FM. I think you can move their shows back too. And very important, you know, the world in the United States is moving toward Hispanic. They multiply faster. Please put, and yes, faster than blacks, that faster than Asians, faster than whites.
Again.
Please put them back to the FM and do it now.
Thank you.
Bob Gardner.
I did not finish. Before we had 9 hours of public affairs a day. You're missing the 8 to 9 a.m. We had a show from either Margaret Prescott or,
Point of order, Madam Chair.
And 15 hours of music, but.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I'm trying.
Don't we, does the member have to yell? I mean, we don't have, you know.
Please.
Bob,
yeah, that's right. That
Let
person doesn't need to yell either.
Tasha is fine,
but we don't need her yelling, just like you don't need me yelling now.
We don't need you punching or interjecting with it.
Paula is talking.
I don't have to listen to the yelling.
That is correct, and I have muted her because she can't speak without yelling.
And she's being derogatory.
And rude.
Madam?
Yes.
Okay. Let me add in one more thing. Okay. I am not saying anything about our engineering staff.
You really did not. I just want to say that
I am very grateful for what he did for the times he was here. And that's great. And just so everybody knows, I was informed by the Human Resources Department of the departure on the 25th of the month. Now, regardless, if they put their notice in early, that's great. I got notification on the 25th of the month. So I do thank our engineer for his service. He did do a lot of good with what he had to work with. And I know it wasn't easy. So I do thank him for that.
Madam Chair, may I ask two quick follow-up questions?
Can I get Bob? Oh, you want to ask him to David?
Yes, please.
Oh, go ahead.
So my first one is, I still don't understand what Bobby's departure has anything to do with the schedule change. And my second question is,
point of order.
That I asked a question.
You said you had four people on the stack and that was going to be it, then we're going to go to public comment.
He said to ask a question to what he just answered. Now you're going to tell me how to run the meeting?
I'm just saying what you said.
Sure. Why not?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, thank you, Madam Chair. Again, my question is, what does the board ops departure have to do with
Benicia,
the schedule change?
Offline with that answer. Venetia, I'm going to call you offline.
Okay. And then my second question is, Mr. Bays, you keep referencing that this is temporary. So what is the actual plan?
Well, once we know the status of the building, when we know where we're going to be going and the time frame to do that, I will be more than happy to lay out a timeline. But unfortunately, we don't have a timeline yet. I'm still waiting on the national board to come up with a timeline of potential sale, potential new location, and what we're going to do in between. Once I have that information, all volunteers will be notified.
Madam Chair, maybe you can explain this to me because I'm missing something. I don't get what the board ops departure has to do with the change, and I don't understand what finding a location has to do with another change.
Please, I know you love me. We'll talk offline, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Bob Gardner, last person.
Yeah, am I active? Okay.
Yes, you are.
I want to thank Wendy for her comments. I don't know if you know this, David, and it's just a small thing, but it does prickle some people's sentiments based on the changes you made that KPFT went through a huge fiasco several years back when programming suddenly went to mostly music. So you've got the trauma of that carried by a few. And I just want to say that I think, you know, we are in desperate times. There hasn't been a whole lot of talk about the money, the revenue that's come in during the last few fund drives, but I just can't help but think that, some of these, perhaps hysterical, changes, or desperate changes have been made trying to desperately keep everything on the air based on, maybe some fear that the money's not going to be there very soon. So, and of course you mentioned yourself, about the time constraints that you've had to available to yourself to take care of the other necessary things, of which, I've been very impressed. And I just want to thank you, for the work you've been doing. And it is disappointing to me that the programming's been, so a lot of it's been sent to HD. I write to a few prisoners when I was more active with the prison jail. And one, letter I got just today, he said that, he really likes the politics and he found, politics done right, but, he hasn't been able to find any other political programming. And I just want to end by saying, are you already, putting in PSAs to maybe help redirect people to, their favorite programming?
Absolutely.
At least for the FM channels.
No, what has happened is, before the change, we were only able to do promotion on FM only. We're also able to do it now on the HD2. And so as I was working with the programmers, I asked them every single person to send in a 30-second or a 60-second promo. And so it can air on FM, it can air on HD, and it helps cross promote the two stations. HD2 is not a black hole. In the city of Houston, there are 44 stations that have HD 2, 3, and 4. You can listen to it on your phone. Everybody has a phone, computer, mm-hmm. tablet, online. And if they miss their show, you can get it on the archive. So it's a digital world and there are ways to get the programs, even though they're in their temporary slots for now.
God.
But you know, there are ways to get to it. And yes, the volunteers have been amazing about getting their promos in and showcasing their new times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I will be sending my prisoner friend a schedule when I can print it because they don't fit into that norm. You know, they're exceedingly crippled. And, it's kind of like me with my flip phone and, a lack of, capability in my vehicle for listening, but thank you, and those things are really good to know.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
May I ask, please, Paula, to unmute Nancy Saibara and Aritomi. I understand that sometimes she gets so passionate, it's the way that she talks, but she wasn't disparaging anybody. She was trying to defend somebody that is being blamed for a lot of things that we think that or a lot of us do still not understanding what that had to do with the changes. Please, she is a board member. She have the right to speak. I understand that sometimes she use a higher volume of voice, but some other people did it before, and I know that she doesn't, she is really committed to the station, and I believe that she is one of the most honest members of this LSP, including me. Okay? And I hope that we can give her the option to have an open mic. A lot of people are, I don't want to talk about what other people said, but I believe that she have the right to be, to not agree with things, and she have the right to express her opinions, even if she uses a tone that is a little high. Thank you.
You're welcome, Adriana, but let me tell you why she was muted. She was muted when she said the derogatory term of they multiply like whatever she said. That's when she was muted. Paula, you can unmute her now. Paula, can you hear me? Okay. All right, we're going
in. Nancy on the stack.
Nancy, we're through with that.
Because no, I want to correct what you just said. You have a different memory than what I do. I said they multiply faster than black or yellow or Asian or
that's
white.
That's a derogatory statement.
That is not derogatory. That is a fact, and we need to start recognizing it.
Can I move on, please?
Alicia.
We unmuted her. Or at least I asked Paula to unmute her.
And she was unmuted. I asked her to unmute. When she came on, she started talking, then she muted herself back because I didn't mute her.
Can we move on?